Gracias.
Thank you, Chair. We associate ourselves with the congratulations to you on your assumption of this post, and we'd also like to express our gratitude for the efforts made in the revised draft that we are going to consider during the session. We're also grateful for the explanations that have been provided by Mr. Canadi yesterday. We note that some of our comments and concerns were covered in the new text, and we're pleased about this. However, some other aspects were not taken on board, and we therefore will have to reiterate some of the general comments that we have transmitted earlier. Although we have seen progress in the language in the text, it's not always as clear as we believe a document of this nature should be. In various areas, the drafting appears to be more the sort of drafting you would have in a non-binding instrument as opposed to the one that we are discussing now. We think that a binding instrument should use clearer language, more simple and direct language, and language that is less susceptible to different interpretations. Accuracy is key when we establish new obligations, which possibly will be required of states that express their agreement to be bound by them. And along these lines, there are still some inconsistencies and a lack of definitions on aspects that are central to development, which have an impact on the scope of the obligations that we seek to establish, and which could lead to challenges in terms of the interpretation and implementation for the future. On these aspects, we will be returning when we take up the specific individual paragraphs and articles. As regards the gender perspective that such an instrument should include, we believe that the new text, in fact, shows some steps taken that are in the wrong direction, backwards, in terms of the and does not reflect what over the last few years intergovernmental negotiations have expressed. We think that there should be in the Agenda 2030, the gender perspective in OD5, for example, with an inclusive approach, and it should be across the board. Argentina maintains its support to the idea of the right to development and will continue to participate in a constructive way in the working group, reserving our final position, of course, about the text that will come out of the negotiation process. Thank you very much.